Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and our hope for Heart to Heart is to meet you where you are with valuable information from trusted experts in the field of cardiology. Today, we have Dr. Trey Baucom, and we're discussing cardiac shockwave therapy. Welcome, Dr. Trey.
Thank you, Susan.
What is cardiac shockwave therapy?
So we've been using ultrasound in cardiology for a long time. An echo device, which is the way we image your heart non-invasively, is ultrasound technology, just basically sonar. But then the computer can reconstruct it and give us a three-dimensional image of the heart. So we've used ultrasound for a long time. And in other fields of medicine, they've used ultrasound as a therapeutic for longer than we have. You think about lithotripsy. So lithotripsy is where they use ultrasound, guided ultrasound, to break up kidney stones. They also use something similar as they remove cataracts. And so now we have a balloon that can deliver ultrasound shock waves into the calcium of the coronary artery. So sometimes when we go in to the coronary arteries, they're so hardened, they're so heavily calcified that we cannot easily open the artery. And we've had devices to help us with that. They're basically like very small drills or atherectomy devices that could shave out some of the calcium or break it up. But they're fairly aggressive, and although they're wonderful devices, they're difficult to use. Well, they've invented a balloon now that is capable of delivering shockwave therapy just at the point of contact. So if we find an artery that we can't open with a standard balloon, it's too hardened, we can go in with this shockwave balloon, and it works miraculously. Just with the little clicking noise, I mean, to us, it seems like nothing's going on, but you can watch on the screen as the artery opens up. And since it's using shockwave, it doesn't release the calcium into the artery. The calcium stays in the tissue of the artery, but it's just pulverized so that the balloon can then open it up. So it really is a great new tool that we have.
How long does the therapy last?
Just a few seconds. We open up the balloon, we turn it on. It's a preset number of shock waves that the balloon can give. If it works the first time, we're done. Sometimes we have to give more than one, or we have to give it over a longer area inside the coronary artery, but the therapy itself is very short.
Are there any side effects?
Not to the patient, really. Sometimes it can actually pace the heart a little bit. When the shockwave happens, you have to watch the rhythm of the heart. But in my experience, it's very well tolerated.
Well, who's the ideal patient?
So the ideal patient is someone that has coronary artery disease and a lot of hardening of the arteries. And so a lot of times we'll know when we look under fluoroscopy, we can actually see the calcium embedded in your coronary arteries. And when we take pictures, we see that there's hardening of the outside of the artery and cholesterol on the inside of the artery. We still usually try to use a standard balloon, but if a standard balloon won't open, that's when we bring out the shock wave.
That's really interesting. Is there a certain percentage of blockage that you would look for to use this kind of therapy?
No, not necessarily. Anything that we've already thought we need to intervene on, if we saw a lot of calcium, we'd probably be concerned we might need to use the shock wave. Like I said, if a standard balloon won't deploy, if it won't open up against that, rather than get a rotational atherectomy or something else now, we'll go for a shock wave because we can use it through the standard guiding catheters over standard wires. It's much less difficult to use than some of the older technologies.
Oh, that's really interesting. And of course, ACS is always at the forefront of any technology that's being developed, and that's very comforting to know that you're right here.
Yeah, this was exciting new technology, and it helps out in a situation where there wasn't a good answer before.
You can go to acsdoctors.com to learn more or to schedule an appointment.